Corinne Wasselsu is with Whispering Pines Ski Hill. She joins us on the line today. Corinne, thank you very much for joining us. How goes to the 2025 season so far at Whispering Pines?
It is amazing. Lots of snow, lots of people. Our busiest day, we sold 598 lift tickets, which was record-breaking this year. And we're still going strong.
Whispering Pines labeled themselves as Northern Alberta's best-kept secret. How true is that?
It is absolutely true. For this reason, we have all-natural snow. Mm-hmm. We are family-orientated, and it can't get any better than that.
You have a lot of school groups and a lot of people who take the outings at the ski hill. How key is it to have that in place, and how receptive has everybody been coming to Whispering Pines this year?
So I have groups booking every day. Weekdays we open privately for them if they can get enough people lined up, and we even have a few groups booked to spend the night overnight in our chalet. They sleep on the floor. We feed them a pancake breakfast, and we are booked big time this year.
How much of a relief is it for yourself as management and for the staff to have the snow come early finally this year after a couple of struggling years in prior?
This year we were able to open December 7th and it was absolutely fantastic and the people came.
How optimistic are you for a good season until the snow unfortunately melts?
I am saying it's going to be one of our best seasons this year for the simple fact that we do have lots of snow. Our main population is BC, Fort St. John, Chetwynd, Dawson Creek, and they're all coming here going, I can't believe you guys have as much snow as what you have. So I feel like we're going to be able to be open for the whole season, right till probably the end of March, beginning of April.
Corinne Wasselsu is with Whispering Pines Ski Resort. Corinne, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.